interviewing Irma Morrison today, which is November 19th, 1991. We would like for Irma to give, this is our second interview, and we would like to know more about Irma's working career. Irma, will you please talk about your professional life and community activities? Irma, we're ready to hear from you about your career, so will you start to relate what happened?
You want me to go way back? It's going to cover a lot of years.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Well, when I graduated from my undergraduate work at what was then Carnegie Tech, now Carnegie Mellon, I applied for and received a fellowship to the University of Pittsburgh School of Social Work, where I did 3 years of graduate work. I was then ready for employment. I think my first employment when I graduated was with the United Jewish Federation, where I worked as the staff member covering the women's division. That's a fascinating kind of job. And I sort of learned the inner workings of fundraising and campaigning. The executive, or the fellow in charge of the fund drive, was really a superb fundraiser. And I stayed there, I guess it was about a year and a half, during which time the country went to war. I left the fund because I thought I wanted to do something that was directly war-related. Went with the USO as a caseworker, and then moved into the American Red Cross, where I worked with the Home Service Department. Stayed with the Red Cross for a couple of years, I think, and then was invited to take a teaching position at Carnegie Mellon. Again, it was Carnegie Tech. So I joined the faculty of school. It wasn't the school, it was the Department of Social Work at Carnegie Mellon, Carnegie Tech, where I remained in a teaching position for, I was at Carnegie Mellon for 10 years, Carnegie Tech for 10 years. While I was there, I branched out in my teaching responsibilities, joined the faculty of the Department of Humanities, which was an overall department, and taught in all of the schools at the time, engineering, taught in the drama school, taught social factors related to whatever they were into, and what I thought maybe they would profit from knowing. Enjoyed it tremendously. During that period of time, I had 2 children, and I was the first member of Carnegie Tech faculty to ever be awarded a maternity leave. That just wasn't an established practice. And I had submitted my resignation with my first pregnancy. And my department chair asked if she really wanted to use it as a test case as well, much as anything else, if she could request a maternity leave. And they really didn't know what to do about it, but they did grant me a maternity leave, I think, at that time. They didn't even know what policy, they didn't know what to do about it. It was 6 months. Then I went back, and a couple years later had a second pregnancy, and I thought, boy, this is really pushing it to the limit. But they granted me a second maternity leave. And again, it was another 6 months. I enjoyed the 10 years at Carnegie Mellon very much, but I was offered a position at the University of Pittsburgh, where they were building a new and what promised to be prestigious school social work. So I switched, went to Pitt, and trying to think when that was. You know, the time all kind of runs together. Must have been, it was obviously in the late 40s, I guess it was in the late 40s that I transferred, that I changed and went to Pitt. I had a joint appointment initially in the School of Social Work and in the Department of Sociology in the School of Arts and Science. Actually stayed there for the rest of my career.
Did you teach in the undergraduate school or graduate school or both?
I did. I taught in both. At that time, I served as advisor to those undergraduate students who thought they might be interested in going on to the Graduate School of Social Work, because social work had been moved to a master's degree. Originally it was a bachelor's degree program. That meant that for 4 years as undergraduates, the students primarily were in sociology, psychology, one of the social sciences. And since there was no social work department anymore, they needed someone who could work with those students to either screen them in or out in terms of whether they ought to go on to social work. I think I continued with my appointment in sociology probably up until during the whole time I was in the School of Social Work, because it's kind of an interesting and significant relationship between sociology and social work. I get engaged in a number of professional activities while I was in the School of Social Work. One of my major interests was curriculum development, and as I became more knowledgeable in the area, I became a curriculum consultant, and during my consultancy, I think of some of the schools I went to. Went to Berkeley, did consulting, went to the University of Michigan, went to the University of Florida, went to the University of Puerto Rico. These were all curriculum consulting jobs that I did, and I did them intermittently.
Well, the social work department.
No, I did this as a consultant for our national organization.
I see.
And in the social work department, I worked with their curriculum development. And the way consultancy worked was that if schools were wanted to review their curriculum or wanted to look at a new angle or what have you, they very often wanted somebody from outside who had had experience in the area. Not that they weren't experienced, but that they wanted an outside point of view.
What was the national organization that you worked for?
It was called the American Association Schools of Social Work. Its membership included all of the accredited schools of social work. I became very active in the national organization and was on their board, headed up their curriculum program.
The School of Social Work at Pitt at this point had become accredited.
Oh, it was always accredited.
It was always from the word.
Oh, yeah, they had a splendid faculty. They've really catapulted into a national reputation. One of the most interesting jobs I did for our national association was meet with then Secretary of, what was his department? Welfare, I guess, Rubikoff in Washington, to deal with, to present a point of view in terms of funding higher education for social work. He was a very dynamic and very charming man. I enjoyed that very much. What else can I tell you about? Well, I served on the board of a number of local agencies.
During this period?
Yeah. Served on the board of Jewish Family, and was then called Jewish Family and Children's Service. I don't know what it is still. Planned Parenthood, Louise Child Care.
What kind of child care?
Louise was
Louise.
I was on the board of the YM and WCA. I can't even think of it. Did a good deal of work with the United Way. Served on for a couple of years. They only met like every 3 or 4 years to establish priorities, which was an interesting job. It was to determine all the agencies submitted their budgets. And we then reviewed their budgets and determined what their grants were going to be from the United Way. And that was interesting because you had to balance one against the other. You never had enough money for all of their, to fund everything.
How long did you continue teaching in the social work department and the sociology department?
Oh, I guess I continued for a number of years. Of course, I was involved in a lot of travel, and I had a couple of sabbaticals during that time where I did interesting projects. I presume you'll cut what you don't want of this. The one project that I enjoyed very much, it was at the time when there was the whole black push had come forward, and the whole questions of one of the things that came out very strongly at that time was that the relationship between blacks and the high incidence of crime, particularly juvenile delinquency. So I designed a study, which I found fascinating, which was, the blacks' point is that they have such a high incidence of delinquency and crime because they are in an oppressive society. This, I think, has some validity, but the question that came into my mind was, what about blacks who are in a black society, where if things happen to them, if they become delinquent or they become criminal, they can't say it's because we're...
It's black on black.
Uh-huh. So I did a study in Jamaica, where the society was all black, except for Jamaica was independent, and there no longer was dominance of the English. Culturally, of course, they were kind of...
Did you by any chance visit Jamaica during this period?
Oh, yeah, I spent 2 months in Jamaica. Lectured, consulted with their cabinet members, and they were very helpful in conducting the study. I worked also with the police in Jamaica, and it was fascinating. Another thing that I enjoy very much is being a consultant to the Pennsylvania Nursing Association. And at that time, it's interesting as you look back at it, they were very concerned, as well, they no longer are quite as concerned, with their economic situation. They just were not being paid decently at the time I worked as their consultant. They had a statewide convention in Harrisburg, and at the time, after we had sorted through all that was going on, I said, the only way you're going to raise your salaries and your income is if you strike. And they looked at me as if I was out of my mind. Now, eventually, that's how they, one of the ways in which they managed to raise their situation economically. But there was a whole lot of Florence Nightingale in them at that point, so that they weren't ready to entertain or willing to entertain the idea that they could use that kind of pressure. Now I think that's much more accepted, and obviously they have achieved a lot of space.
Did you stay with the social work department until retirement, or where did you, yeah. How long did you stay in with that?
The last 20,
division.
The last 20 years of my academic career were not in social work. They were formulating a doctoral program in higher education. Nobody ever seems to know what that is. And we're forming a faculty to work with these candidates. What it was training people at the doctoral level for college administration, so that during the time I was there, the program produced, I think about 9 or 10 college presidents. We had some college presidents in the program who wanted to enrich their knowledge. It was a kind of core faculty. One of my major responsibilities was helping to develop the curriculum, the core curriculum in higher education. We had lectures from all over. The chancellor lectured for our program. The most of the vice chancellors did. Number taught courses. It was a very interesting and high level program. I enjoyed it very much, and that was how I spent my last years in academia. I still continued with my consultation. Spent a period of 6 months visiting other departments of higher education in this country, because it was a new kind of emerging program, and we all wanted to find out what everybody else was doing. You could get it from journal articles, but that wasn't the same as visiting with them and consulting with them.
This entailed persons who were working toward a PhD, or did it include people working toward master's?
No, only it was strictly a PhD program. They were all PhD candidates in the program. And they, in some cases, we granted what's known as a Doctor of Education, which is a degree that isn't quite the same level as a PhD. It doesn't require as intensive a dissertation. It requires a practicum rather than, but those are, you know, details that I don't have to think I want to get into. The students in that program were much more mature, were a totally different type of student, and it was, you know, as I look back on it, it was kind of good to change my field, because it's a new challenge and you're moving in a new direction. And I think a mid-career change is, at least for me, was a very happy thing to do. Not that I didn't enjoy my many years in social work, I did very much, but it's kind of shot in the arm to move into something totally new.
You had mentioned previously something about some of the awards that you had received during your career and afterwards, and we would like to know a little bit about what they were and how they would you mind repeating them to some extent?
I don't even remember what they were. The one I think that probably had most meaning to me, I'll talk a little bit about, and that was that Carnegie Mellon each year selected 4 people whom they considered outstanding alumni, gave an achievement award to, and I was designated as one of those. And that I thought was, really a pretty significant honor. I'm trying to think what others I mentioned.
I think that this is very interesting, and if you'll bear with me a minute, there are a couple of details that need to be gone into, described so that a researcher can get the... I don't think we caught the names of your parents. What was your...
My maiden name was Teitelbaum. Teitelbaum. My mother's, I don't know, your maiden name was Wolk, W-O-L-K.
And their first name?
My mother was Ann. My father was Jack, which I suppose was an abbreviation of Jack, of Jacob. I never knew him to go by anything other than Jack. I was one of two children.
Yeah.
Had an older brother who was an attorney and served as the federal judge.
And his name, first name, was?
Hubert, H-U-B-E-R-T.
I think this is probably as much as I can think of, you know, to complete the record, but I'd like to know if you...
Well, I'll tell you about my... I think I want to include my children. My son, Jack, has private law practice in Philadelphia. Do you have that? Oh, well, then I will. My daughter, Ann, was a PhD in educational statistics and was employed with the at Princeton University with their standard achievement test department.
What university is that?
Princeton.
Is she still employed?
No, she now has two children, and she is juggling a career and working on the side, mostly dabbling in real estate. She hopes to get back into her own field when her children are older, but it was a conscious decision that she didn't want to work while her children were small.
And your son is a practicing attorney in what city?
In Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia.
Is there anything else that you would like to tell us about your career?
I think I've probably told you more than anybody ever needs to know.
Or any other honors that you might have had bestowed upon you?
I really don't think, you know, these are local honors. They're not very important. In professionally, the honors are being elected to boards and being selected as a consultant. And these I was engaged in both in social work and in higher education. They don't, you know, award you by tapping you on the head for doing well. They award you by moving you into significant roles, which... I served on the editorial board of the social work publication, Social Work Magazine, published for them.
After your retirement, at the present time, for instance, are you involved in any particular kind of activities in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think most of my energy since I retired, I've put into the League of Women Voters. I'm vice president of the Pittsburgh area chapter. Do a good deal of work with them in project development and participation in chairing open meetings, etc. At the present time, we're involved in a pretty heavy study of healthcare in the United States. Both the needs, the policy changes, and we will come out nationally with a statement. I think 92 is going to be a significant year in terms of that. So that I'm enjoying very much.
How do you feel about volunteer activities? And as much as you have done them before, I realize, but how do you feel about them at the present time, the commitment and so on?
Well, obviously the commitment to volunteer activity is not the same as a professional commitment to, and you do have to know that there are various levels of commitment, the people you're working with, and it's a totally different kind of experience than working with a faculty or a national professional organization. I think the League happens to be a pretty high level in terms of their activity, so that, but there is, volunteerism is there, and it's evident. You learn who to count on and who not to count on, and you, there's a different culture and a different climate in a voluntary organization.
Well, that's been very enlightening, and we have appreciated the time you have given us. So I think that will wind it up for today. And again, our thanks. It's been a good contribution to the finding out more about the academic community in past days, not only for yourself, but generally speaking for things that occurred in Pittsburgh. Thank you.
You're welcome. What are you going to do with all of this?